just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want.
Get out the blue ribbons and the gold trophies as Back Time looks at the award-winning ideas that populate August 8th. No one can duplicate the invention of 1876. That's when Thomas Edison patented the mimeograph, the first office copier. We get a creative pulse in 1966 when Michael DeBakey became the first surgeon to install an artificial heart pump in a patient. And a tip of the hat from the top of the key as the U.S. basketball dream team clinched the gold medal by beating Croatia at the Barcelona Summer Olympics in 1992. That's Back Time for August 8th. This is your announcer speaking.
You're listening to the best morning show on internet radio. It's Sam and Susie in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
I got $5,000 for an egg I was just going to flush anyway. I never knew my eggs were worth so much.
That's right. In this difficult economy, you can turn your unused eggs into money with Cash for Eggs.
I know what you're thinking, but my wife is asleep and we've got three kids already. She'll never miss one.
It's easy. We'll send you a postage-paid Ziploc bag, drop in your egg, send it back to us, and Cash for Eggs will pay you money.
Oh, wow. I almost forgot to harvest my mortgage payment. Here it is. That was close.
Don't flush away thousands of dollars. Call Cash for Eggs now.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and my telephone number is... I wanted to tell you that you're evil, horrible people. You're awful people. You represent horrible ideas. God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
And now, from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning, Susie.
How are you today, Sam?
Good. You made it.
Oh, just in the nick of time.
Yes.
We were struggling a little bit this morning.
Really?
Well, me not so much as Janique, who's back with us today.
Yes. Hi, Janique.
Hi, Sam.
Whoops.
How are you this
there
morning?
You go. I'm good. You got a tan. Did you lay out yesterday?
I went running yesterday. I did about 9 miles on the boardwalk.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Susie, I bet you don't tan the same way, right?
I don't
you have
tan,
lighter skin and
stuff? I don't run. I went and got a four-handed massage while she went running. But no, I don't tan that much either. I kind of burn and then I turn back to being white again.
Yeah.
Typical white girl.
Yeah, but there's a lot to say for light skin.
Yes.
I happen to be a fan. But tan skin is obviously awesome. Did you guys see the picture I put of you on the...
No.
You guys didn't have time to check it out. You guys are so busy.
Well, we did check it out when we got home, but the show hadn't been uploaded yet by the time we got home.
Yeah, I put the picture of the three of you from yesterday.
Oh,
looks
great.
Looks really cool. Yeah, it's cute.
Speaking of the three of us, yesterday afternoon after we got home and had lunch and everything, Janique and I decided to go shopping at the 3rd Street Promenade. So we hop on our bicycles and we're riding around, and then we decide to go over to Fred Siegel, and I'm kind of a ditz riding a bicycle as well as driving a car, and all of a sudden there's like this really cute girl in the crosswalk, and I was like, oh shit, you know, as I like slam my brakes on and I almost run her over.
Mm-hmm.
It was our guest from yesterday.
You're fucking with me.
No.
Are you serious?
We hung out with her and Fred Siegel. She
really?
Was great. Yeah.
She was going to get ice cream and I was like, turn around, lady. I was like, you're coming with us. And so
wow.
She's like, okay. I feel like she didn't think she had a choice. We kind of like captured her and made her come and have a banana, pineapple, mango smoothies with us and go shopping for a bit.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was pretty fun.
She was nice, right?
So
she was a nice
great.
Person. She's really sweet, yeah.
Oh my gosh, she was so adorable. And she's so excited. I told her, like, we really wanted to have her come back.
Yeah, yeah. I know, because we didn't get much time with her and stuff.
I know.
But she seems pretty nice. You know, I bet you she's got a lot of stories, too.
Oh, but how random was that?
Yeah, I know.
Like, of all the places in the world that we just...
I know.
I literally almost run her
over. You know, I mean, this tells you there are no fucking coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can't possibly be. That's you know, true. Something's probably going to evolve from this. You know, like Susie's going to seduce her.
Ooh,
there we go. But Susie, you're all pink this morning. Pink t-shirt, pink lipstick.
Pink cheeks. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
It makes me feel a little bit more alert and alive. I don't know.
Really? Well, it suits you well.
Thank you
very
much. This color.
Sure, sure. Beautiful as ever, of course.
We went makeup shopping yesterday, so I wasn't sure if it was kind of clown-esque or, you know, I don't know.
No, it looks great.
Thank you, my darling. Yeah. Yes.
I got to tell you, for the first time, I can't ignore your nipples. You know, she wore an exceptionally thin shirt today.
No, this shirt I actually got at Fred Siegel a while ago, and it's actually pretty cool. But I bought every one in the set except for my horoscope and their horoscope shirts. And they have all these different personality traits on them. And I didn't know they were horoscope shirts when I went to buy them. Mm-hmm. I just thought, I have so many personalities. Like, oh, that's me, that's me, that's me. And I bought every shirt except for my own personal horoscope before people started telling me, oh, that's my horoscope.
Wow.
And I was like, oh. But yeah, the shirt is extremely transparent.
Yes.
I
thank you very much. I mean, I have no complaints whatsoever.
But it's a wonderful brushed cotton shirt that, I don't know, I just think nipples protruding give me a little something extra. Yeah.
You just love to show off your tits, don't you? I mean, she loves it, you know? That's cool, though.
When they're perky and happy, I don't know. It's there an extension of my own personal self.
Yeah.
If you will.
And Janique, so how are you doing? Did I spell your name? So I spelled it JonIque, right?
That's correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So
yeah,
I finally
perfect.
Got it right. Cool.
Thank you.
Okay. So how are you doing? How you enjoying your trip?
I'm loving my trip. Oh, really? This morning LA has kind of finally gotten to me. I'm a little hungover and not really there.
Really? Okay.
She didn't get home until 5 in the morning.
What do you mean she? You went by yourself? Oh, you picked up a guy probably.
The Franz is back.
Oh, I see.
I went with her ex out to the beach.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Until 5 in the morning.
Hmm. What did you think about that, Susie? You didn't mind?
Well, no. I don't know. Actually, Jazeera met him yesterday as well.
Oh, he was with you when you went?
Okay. He came to meet us at Fred Siegel to kind of discuss like moving back into the apartment and everything. And so it was just kind of all by chance. And then she was just so cute. She's like, you love him? If you love him, you must be with him, Susie. And I was like, oh. I was like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if love has anything to do with it.
What's love got to do with it?
There you go.
I was like, but there is a certain something between us. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Franz is back. And we ended up going out. Did we eat dinner last night? I don't remember. Yes, we did eat dinner. at Mao's.
Oh, yes.
Remember, you've been burping up curry the whole car ride down here.
Right.
Yeah, the Indian food?
It was
communist,
Chinese,
communist Chinese food.
Communist Chinese.
Yeah, called Mao.
Really? And they had curry in it?
Yeah, coconut curry.
Wow.
It was excellent.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff makes your shit smell bad, doesn't it? I mean, it's like so strong.
Well, I don't know. You might want to go check out the bathroom.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but that place is awesome. It's in Venice, and it's a BYOB place, so you bring your own booze, and we decided to make Franz go. I've affectionately nicknamed him Franzia, which is actually the world's most popular box wine. Get probably about, it's almost 7 bottles of wine in a bag/box.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Doesn't quit.
It doesn't quit.
You can just nurture it all night and just keep drinking and drinking.
And you could share with everyone. It's got a nice little spigot on it, and you just like funnel it into everyone's mouths, and you know, you have a grand old time.
Cool.
But, but yeah, so that turned into a dance party at my house. And
Janique,
then,
are you a big drinker too?
I am. Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
But back to drinking with Janique. Once upon a time, she came to visit me when I was living in Marblehead, and
oh dear.
Oh, should we tell the story?
I got lost in Boston. Susie was making out with a boy in the club, and I had, you know, gone off on my own to dance, and I was just hanging out by myself. I went back to find Suze. She's nowhere to be found. I thought, oh, well, maybe they went back to the hotel. You know, things got frisky. Who knows?
Yeah.
So,
can I interject for a second about things getting frisky?
Sure.
So things were starting to get a little frisky in the club. You know, we're making out. And I actually picked this guy up on the highway as well.
Really?
Back in Massachusetts. Okay. And he ended
Notice that I'm no longer blown away. I mean, I'm just
I'm
kind of getting used to it. Okay.
He ended up being my financial broker for like 5 years. You know, so it ended up working out really well. But so that night was the first night that I was actually meeting him out in public. And since Janique was in town and he had a friend with him, I was like, why don't we let the boys take us out to dinner? Yada, yada. But so we're getting frisky in the club, and I put my hand, you know, one on his shoulder and then another one, like, on his stomach, and I feel something on his stomach, and I'm like, what's that? And he's like, oh, no, don't touch that, don't touch that. And I'm, like, getting frisky again, and I'm like, ooh, tickling his stomach, and I was like, what? No, really, what is that? And he takes my hands and he removes them from his belly. I'm like, no, what is that? And he's so embarrassed. And I'm just like, you know, I don't quit.
Right.
He's like, it's really not something for the first date. And I was like, I didn't really know this was a date. But like, all right. So I rip his shirt up. It's a colostomy
bag. Oh, that's exactly what I thought you were leading to. Is that... Yeah, that's terrible. Huh?
Oh, it was so terrible. And I had never seen one before. I was so shocked. And I was just kind of like, what? the guy's still like a really good friend. And we ended up hanging out for a while after that. But at the same time, you know, Janique's wasted, lost in Boston. I'm being a horrible host. I'm horrified by the colostomy bag. I'm like, ah! Yeah.
Can he have sex with that thing?
I think so. Yeah. But I don't know.
Well, I know that. Well,
I used to know
a girl that had that, and my brother was dating her, so I would imagine they had sex. I think I'm pretty sure they did. I just don't know how, but
I know I think he did have sex. Like he told me like about all of his ex-girlfriends and things like that. But yeah, that's got to be so hard, so hard to be a guy and just kind of how do you bring that up? First date, second date, fifth date, or do you just get frisky and find out?
Yeah. Stop fucking with that thing. You're making noises.
Oh, I'm sorry. My ADD gets the best of me.
Yeah, she's like fiddling there with this thing, and I'm going, I'm hearing bang, bang, bang.
Well, hurry up and get the arms in here so I don't have this thing.
Yeah, well, they're getting here in the next few days. Yeah. See, she's already spoiled.
No!
We've worked with these microphones for 6 months.
No, I...
Okay, and I know, you got to be like, your hands are all over the place, and it'll be a lot better. I know, it's really confining for you. She seems like she's sitting, you know. And I don't know why people keep moving it. I mean, I kind of fixed it a little bit, but...
It depends on how you want
to
sit.
What happened to the wall over here? Did somebody get really aggressive?
No, that's that chair. You see, when you move the chair back...
One of your guests got pissed and stormed off.
I think it's just from a lot of people, just kind of moving the chair back and forth.
Are you pushing the wrong button, Sam?
Maybe I am. So let me read your t-shirt now.
No, wait, let's get back to Janique's story about... She did not drink for 2 years. Not one sip of alcohol after she went to visit me in Boston.
After Susie lost me in Boston.
Yeah, so wait a minute. You were at the bar making out and you got lost?
And I couldn't find her. So I wander back to the hotel and I'm standing in the lobby. I don't have a key. Trying to call Susie. She has my cell phone. Okay, I'm calling my ex-boyfriend at the time. He's at a wedding in North Carolina. And he's just like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
But he eventually got a hold of Suze, and she came and rescued me. But I think the hotel security wondered what the hell I was doing there.
Wow. And she calls her parents in Iowa, who, to this day, I swear they still hate me over this incident because they think I, like, totally neglected their daughter and was a bad host. And her parents, they're the sweetest things in the world, but they're, you know, they're from Iowa. Oh, yeah, hidey ho there. Oh, yeah.
We got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Whoops, they just hung up. Okay.
Speaking of phone calls,
yes.
You know who actually contacted me yesterday on Facebook? St. Louis Steve.
Oh, yeah. He was befriending all of us yesterday, I think. I got a friend request from him, too.
I know. He sent me this message telling me, he's like, you know, I love it. I love the show. Everything's great and fabulous. He's like, I just don't understand how you guys get away with saying the things you say.
Yeah.
He's like, that's
the one I forwarded to you?
No, he sent this message to me, too.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think he understands that it's internet radio, and we could say whatever the fuck we want, Steve.
Exactly, yeah. Because he's on terrestrial radio, I think, or something. That's what he was saying. But, but yeah, I mean, we do say this stuff, and if
the
you don't like
things.
It, yeah. Eventually,
wonderful.
We'll veer off sex a little bit, and we'll talk about other things. But first, we got to get it all out of the system. Okay, so let me read your t-shirt. It says, cynical...
Can you get past the nipples?
Well, once I get there, I'm gonna pause. Okay, cynical, hazardous, excitable, erotic, seductive, sparkling, fireball. Grace Jones, Sigmund Freud, Tracy Lords, John Paul Gaultier, and Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. And those are all people that have...
Taurus.
Yes. Because look,
these are Taurus qualities.
Are you a Taurus?
No, I'm a Pisces. I'm a fish. I'm wishy-washy.
Okay,
I go whichever way the water
goes. Why
did
you get a Taurus shirt?
Because I didn't know they were horoscope shirts, and I bought every one except mine.
Really?
And then when I finally realized it, I went back, and my actual horoscope was gone.
So are these things about Taurus?
Yes.
Because I'm a Taurus.
Oh.
I don't relate to any of this shit.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think you're quite sparkling, Sam.
Yeah, but how about hazardous? How am I hazardous?
Oh, you
I don't know.
Hazardous.
You tell us.
I'm not that cynical.
You lure
either.
People into certain little traps on your radio show.
You think so?
Oh, what about erotic?
Really?
Yeah. Should we have your wife call in to find out if you're erotic? Oh, I just got a death look.
Good morning. You're on the air.
hello, this is Borat, sexy ass.
Oh, it's Borat. Good morning, Borat.
Yes, hello, my Jewish friend. How are you today?
Oh, we're good, we're good. Did you say hi to
someone? I must tell you, I heard his wife was yesterday, so I called him. My phone don't work.
Oh, you missed the girl yesterday.
Yeah, was that your Jazara. Wife yesterday?
Yes, that was my wife. She leaves Kazakhstan. On the way, because I tried to have two more sexy time with her.
Oh, sexy time. Okay, cool.
You tracked her down here. Uh-oh.
Yeah. We Borat, when are you coming into town?
Well, I am in the Midwest right now, following up on some reports about men that like to have sex with goats, which very much intrigued me. But after that, I believe I will be in L.A. I would love to come in the studio with you.
Yes, absolutely. And you can look at Susie's nipples and everything.
Will you give us a live demonstration about the goat exercise that you're doing?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Will you give us a live demonstration? Will you bring a goat into the studio with you?
Yes.
Okay, excellent, excellent.
Borat, you know, you used to talk more like Borat. What happened today?
What do you mean? I'm in the empty room here in Nebraska. Maybe that may voice change a little bit.
Yeah, we got the worst fucking telephone connection.
Maybe it's a Skype.
It is the Skype. I don't know what the fuck else to do with it. I installed the latest.
I have better phone connection than
Yeah, there you go. There you go. By the way, Borat wrote to me last night and he said he was getting a chub listening to the show yesterday.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, wow. No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I sexually accosted myself in my hotel room.
Oh, wow.
I made quite a mess on the sheet for the maid to get rid of this morning, if you know what I mean.
Right. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Wow.
Borat, tell us, what was the experience like to make it with your sister?
She is a woman, and pretty much that's all that counts for me, the right parts. Sometimes being a sister is just extra, because I do not have to cuddle her. I make her go do housework and milk cows.
Shit, man, you're heartless. Not even a cuddle pill time at the end.
Way, the lady from Kazakhstan and my wife yesterday say she don't like when men treat her in Kazakhstan. It's a fucker. She is stupid.
How many wives do you have?
I have four, just like the rules allow.
Oh, four. Wow. Wow. What's the? How old is the youngest one?
Four is good.
How old?
How old is the youngest
how
one?
How old?
Yes, the youngest one. The youngest one.
The youngest one, of course, 13. That's when I buy all my wives.
Wow.
That is the first age. You know, they have nice boobies, and they have a little bit of grass on the infield, if you know what I mean.
No, what do you mean?
Yes, the pubes, I mean, the pubic hair. And then, you know, of course, when they get older, 15, their voice gets deep and their vagine hang low like sleep of wizards.
Their voice gets deep? Isn't that what happens to boys?
Well, but Kazakhstani women are not like that. But, you know, your wife that was here yesterday, she's very beautiful. Not a common...
Yeah, she was man before she was woman.
She-male?
Yeah, that was good operation. Oh, yeah, she was probably a she-male first, right?
Yes, she had the penis and the vagine, and sometimes when I feel frisky, I give her oral in the vagine, and then I suck cock.
Oh, you suck cock afterwards, I see, okay. You like cock, Borat?
Yeah, sometimes. It's nice to have what do they call it?
Hot, throbbing penis? Yes.
Yeah. Do you like them circumcised or not?
It don't matter to Borat, I like them all.
All right, Borat, we got to get going because we're waiting for a guest to call as well. But give all our love to your wife.
All of them.
And I will.
Yes.
And remember, when I'm in L.A., I come and hang out with the number one Jew on internet radio.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, Borat. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We could be the Jew and the Gypsy because I've got this Gypsy tattoo on my wrist
That's
here.
That's true. Okay, well, we'll have him do a...
a little a voiceover thing about a Jew and a gypsy. Thing.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done those before, similar things, but not with a gypsy, of course.
I'm not the robbing, thieving gypsy, just to let you know. Like, you still have your wallet, you can check.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm surprised after a few, 4 days now.
Yeah.
And but you know what? This show is like fucking going through the roof, I'm telling you.
I saw the press release this morning. Like, I got that was the first thing. Actually, that woke me up a minute before my alarm went off. Uh-huh. Way to slam your camera down, Shaniqua.
Sorry.
Yeah. Shaniqua! Yeah, every time my mom's like, is she black? I'm like, Mom, her name is not Shaniqua. I'm like, it's Janique. It's French.
I have
French.
Enough booty to be black, though.
You do have a nice booty. Mm, maybe got
a little
back.
Shelfie.
Is it a little shelfie? I don't know. I haven't looked yet, but I will before you leave.
Yeah, it's pretty It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, Borat also does our bumpers and intros for us and stuff. So.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, that voice you hear.
Where is he located?
That's Borat.
Is he really in the Midwest?
Cleveland, Ohio, yeah.
Oh,
he's in
very
Cleveland.
Nice.
Yeah. This is Greg Rempe, and he does Barbecue Central Tuesdays at 6.
Very cool.
Yeah. And he didn't do a show this past Tuesday because somebody fucked up big time here with the equipment. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So there was no show. It was terrible.
Whose fault was it?
You know what? Ultimately, it's mine. Okay? Because I'm responsible for everything that happens here.
And you were so excited after our first show, and you were probably really distracted. And
that's
just like,
right. Oh. Yeah. And I was... Yeah. I mean, look. No. It was a stupid thing that someone did.
Mm.
But I have to take responsibility. You know? I have to say, okay, well, so I need to sleep in this fucking studio 24 hours a day and make sure that people don't screw up, you know?
We could get a little hammock. That might be nice in here.
Yeah. That would be cool, huh?
We can kind of set some...
That would be great.
Yeah. Put like some of our guests at ease, you know, set them right up in the hammock with the nice arm microphone dangling into their mouth.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
We could have massages dangling. While we're talking. That
sensual massages.
Too. Yeah.
I had a four-handed one yesterday, a guy and a girl.
Really?
The same two people that live across the street in the hippie commune.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Whoa.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
So they love to give you massages.
Yeah.
Really?
She was suspicious of what else they wanted, though,
really?
Too.
Really? Did you take off your clothes this time?
No, but they did go underneath the clothing a little bit, you know, just to make it a little bit more sensual.
Mm-hmm. He didn't tell me that.
Get a little bit deeper. Yeah.
Really?
Ooh la la.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. It was quite nice. And I got a closer look at what Janique said were the Kama Sutra tattoos.
Right.
I felt like such an idiot. I was telling my friend, you know, the guy who has the tattoos, I was like, I am such an idiot. You gave me like a 3-hour-long massage last night.
Right.
And like, I must have been having my eyes closed and drooling all over myself because I didn't notice a single tattoo. And he's like, you didn't notice the tattoos on me? And I was like, no. My girlfriend said there was a Kama Sutra one. So there's a massive orgy on the small of his back, which was pretty beautiful. And then he's got different, like, men and women having sex and women with dildos and, you know, two-sided dildos and this and that from, like, Vietnam and then a Chinese one and then, you know, a Filipino sex scene all over his whole body. It was amazing.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
But he described it a lot better. A little
like
what?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not into tattoos, you know?
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not
it's
into...
It's body
like,
art.
Yeah, but you mark your body for the rest of your life, you know? And I don't know. I don't
Is that
think
a Jewish
cool.
belief? So
No, like, no, it has nothing to do with Jewish. I'm like so secular that you wouldn't even know it. Okay?
Really?
I'm not religious at all.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, it has nothing to do with that at all. I just don't like it. I don't know. Do you have one?
I don't have one.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I've never been able to commit to anything that I'd want for the rest of my life
there you
on
go.
My body.
Yeah.
But
and
I
would imagine you have one and I'm not even...
I have two.
You have two.
Well, the gypsy tattoo.
The gypsy, that's right.
And
but
I have
that's
a,
not so bad.
An Australian... People actually, they see this and... Like older people, and they're like, "Were you in the Holocaust?"
That's exactly what I was going to ask right now. Because,
why?
Yes, because
the numbers.
They would, there were tattoo numbers,
right.
Of whatever concentration camp they were on, and everything, like an ID number,
right?
But they would tattoo this on everything, on everybody, kids, and everything.
I kind of did it. Like I tell people when they ask me that, I'm like, "Thank you. Do I look that old?" I'm like, "Geez, I'm going to put the booze away tonight."
Yeah,
but
no, it just it has like an association with something not so pleasant, you know? Because right now. As I looked at it, that's exactly what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it a few times until now, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm reading your mind already.
Probably.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
I can see it. Yeah, it's happening. But she also has a tree frog on the back. On
yeah,
the
I've
back.
Got an Australian red-eyed tree frog on my lower right back, which I got when I was, I don't know, 18 at Boulder.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it nice? Can I see it?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Let me turn around and take my shirt off.
Yes. Well, you don't have to take it off, but... Oh, wow. You know what? This is funny because this is nice. It's cool. But
I'm glad you approve. Yeah.
I still don't get the ones where you put them on your back. You never see them.
That's
you know?
A tramp stamp, usually, if it's in the middle.
Yeah.
Actually, it'd be better that way, because then you'd never get sick of it, because you would never see it.
Oh, yeah. But why would you want to look at it as getting sick of it? I mean, you get it, you want to enjoy it.
Right, that's right? true.
Yeah, but eventually, I guess you wouldn't want to see it.
But women, if they put them on their bellies when they get pregnant, yeah. it just stretches out.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I saw a pregnant lady when I was up in Cultus Lake in Canada with my friends. We were at a water park for my girlfriend's birthday, and there was this pregnant lady who had tattoos all over her stomach, and, whoa, I just don't want to... I can only imagine what it's going to look like when she deflates. Or, I mean, gives birth, or, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Pops the baby out.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know about tattoos, but, you know.
Teach their own.
But I got to tell you about this frog. My brother's in, you know, and he has his own business and stuff, and they went to a convention. And I don't know, you know, I can't figure out how he got on this, but he realized he's going to use a frog just like that one because it's so colorful and everything.
Yep.
And use that as, like, the mascot for his business, right? And so it's, like, a really weird...
coincidence.
Well, no, a frog too. I mean, did you ever see it like on a glass?
Yes.
When you can see it from underneath?
Yep. Uh-huh.
It's weird, huh? I mean, they tuck their legs underneath and stuff, you know, and it looks gone.
They're just, I don't know. I got that tattoo. I've always wanted it. I've wanted it ever since I was 8 years old. And I just think that Australian red-eyed tree frogs are the most beautiful creatures in the world.
Really?
They're just so graceful and so colorful and just so fragile. And like they have to have a perfect ecosystem to exist.
Really? Wow.
I don't know. I just think they're amazing, amazing creatures. And yeah. Well, to be honest, I didn't really know how long 4 inches was when I went to get the tattoo.
Right.
Like, I knew what I wanted, and my girlfriend drew this for me. But I went into the guy, and I was like, he's like, well, how big do you want it?
Well, she hasn't been exposed to penises yet. That's
yeah. Yes, yes, yeah. You are
so
correct.
So she didn't know what 4 inches was.
Go ahead. I know, trust me, you learn quickly. Woo! But 4 inches, believe it or not, is actually bigger than you think when it's a tattoo on your back. Like, when I turned around after the tattoo is finished, I was like, whoa! It's like,
this
that's
is huge.
That's 4 inches. I'm like, well, maybe I should have checked before, like, checked with a ruler. I don't know.
Yeah. But didn't he show you a picture of it before he drew it?
No, not really.
Really?
I was so nervous and so scared because at the time I did not like needles. Mm-hmm. Not that I like them now, but I can handle them. I don't freak out.
You got them when you were 8 years old?
18.
Oh, 18.
18,
yeah,
yes.
I was wondering about that. Yeah.
Did you do it all in one sitting?
All in one sitting. Actually, this was really funny because my parents had always forbid me to get a tattoo, you know, like most parents do. But I was at Boulder. It was in October. And so I've got this awesome picture that I had taken. And so my pants are like rolled down behind me, and the picture's taken of my back with my head turned around and my shirt's lifted up. And the tattoo artist, this crazy, crazy looking guy with like all like a mohawk and tattoos and piercings everywhere. And he's like drilling the tattoo needles into my back. And there's blood running down into my underwear and my panties. Ew. And my thong sticking out. And I have the biggest grin on my face. Mm-hmm. And I was actually planning on making it into a postcard, sending it back east. College is great, Mom. I'm having so much fun. You know, with the blood dripping down and the needles and the creepy tattoo guy. The next fucking day, my dorm got broken into. My computer got stolen. My camera got stolen with the film in it. You know, I could replace all the material things.
Yeah.
But that picture... That picture, ah! Oh, I'm so upset about it to this day.
Your mom would have been petrified.
She would have been horrified, yeah. But that was the idea, you know? It's kind of going for the shock value with the parents, and I think it's completely worn off. I think they've listened to the show.
Yeah.
You've put the gig up.
Yeah, the shock is worn off.
The gig is up, yeah. Damn it.
So is there like a lot of theft in college and stuff? I mean,
there is, especially
is
in Boulder.
Is it common?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my car stereo got stolen twice.
And all your CDs?
The satellite radio. Yeah, irreplaceable. Aww. I had like 3,000 CDs just
gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really hard to replace.
Really? Was that in your car?
Yeah.
You should be thankful that I stole the ones that I did. You know, before they all got stolen.
Yeah. I know. Susie had about 30 of them.
Yeah. Why do you need to carry 3,000 CDs in your car?
ADD.
You know, it's like walking around. It's like walking around with your entire savings account in your pocket.
That's
in cash.
True.
You know?
I was driving up to the mountains all the time, though, and I needed all 3,000 in case there was one I had to listen to.
Yeah. Wow. You know?
Well, tell Sam, like, even in the like today, how many songs did we listen to in the car?
Oh, ADD. Probably about 30. Not this
30
one.
Songs?
Not this one. Not this one. You just, you know, sometimes there's a song that works for you and sometimes there's not.
Well, actually, that brings up a good point. Yesterday, I sent you a text message asking you, Sam, if we were able to download the show in podcast form.
Podcast, right.
Now, okay, the reason I didn't respond back when you said, what's that? Because I still don't really know what it is.
Right.
All I know is that I'm so bad with all this technology bullshit, but it's something I think you will be able
someone
to figure
asked
out.
You?
Well, we were discussing it because
well,
I know
just to be able to listen to it on an iPod.
If you could download the show, you could download it onto your iPod. That way, I could listen to it in my car.
Of course.
And that way, like anyone can download
but
it and listen
that's
to
what
it
you do.
Anywhere.
But that's what the archives are. That's what a podcast is. A podcast is an audio program like ours, but it's not live. You know. So yes, we can list it. Yeah, we can also list it in iTunes, and then you can download it into your iPod. But
I want to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll do that. It's just that it hasn't really been like a priority for me, but we'll do it. You know?
And I think a lot of like my friends that want to listen to the show, you know, they have a hard time like being able to listen to it for 2 hours at a time, and they've asked me like if they could do it in podcast form. That way, while they're running, they can listen to it.
Of course, you download. I mean, for crying out loud, you go to the archives. It says download. You download it to your computer and you install it with iTunes.
My computer's pink. I don't know how to do these things.
We got another phone call here. If this connection's not good, I'm going to jump out of here. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, Sam. This is Greg.
Greg, good morning.
Hi.
Oh, man, this phone connection sucks.
It really does, doesn't it, man?
Jesus Christ. I'm thinking I should just hang up.
No, don't hang up. We got you.
No. Yeah. Go ahead. I mean, this is your opportunity to finally say hi to Susie.
Hi, Susie, and guest.
Hi, how are you?
The guest is Janique, and she's no
I
longer a guest.
I called in because I was listening to the you guys talk about the archives.
Yeah.
So all you want to do is go into the show and then hit the download portion instead of the play part that actually streams it, you know, while you're doing whatever else on the computer.
Okay.
And then save it on your computer somewhere. And then, do you have an actual iPod or is it an MP3 player? In
no,
generic?
I have 9 iPods.
Well, I guess one's not enough.
The ADD.
So all you have to do is make a file for you know whatever ones you want to download, and then just when you open up your iTunes, just go into the add a file section and pull those in, and put them right on your iPod.
Definitely.
Time.
And you know, Greg, that I found a service that offers software to download or to listen to real-time streams on your iPhone. And, you know, which is awesome. The only thing is that they have to list you on their site, and for some reason he hasn't gotten back to me. But once we're on there, I can friggin' listen to it on my iPhone.
You have an iPhone?
Yes.
Are you happy
and
with it?
Yeah, let's not talk about the iPhone now. We'll talk about it later. But no, the point is that you have internet access with the iPhone, but you can't stream anything. So this guy started the service where if you just go into his website through the iPhone, you can download radio stations. So
I have an iPod Touch, which is the same thing because you can actually get the internet if you're in an area.
So you'll
I
be able
be
to
able
do
that
too. Yes.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome, yeah. Greg, what's going on in Cleveland, man?
Nothing. I'm just house sitting for my brother here for like an hour. He wasn't able to get off work, and he just moved down to Cleveland.
Yeah, I was
waiting for the gas guy, furniture guy to show up. So I'm just doing my lunch break.
You're a good brother.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering how Borat could call so early in the morning, but. You know, did you run?
Dude, it's noon. It's like 1 o'clock here.
That's true. So you ran into him right before he called.
Yeah, he was kind of passing. I think I saw him on the street.
Sam, I was listening to TJ's show yesterday, and he had a guest caller, and she sounded awesome when she was calling in.
Part of it was. Yeah, yeah. But, I don't know. Some days it's just terrible, and I downloaded the latest beta version of Skype, where they're saying it should be better, but seems worse. But at any rate, I don't think the listeners really give a shit.
I've used it on my show, and I've never had an issue with it, so.
I know. I don't know. It's lately, just this week. I don't know what's going on. It might be the computer itself, you know, so we'll see. Work on it this week.
You shut it down every night and then restart it?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I mean, I try everything, you know, so, yeah.
I remember that girl that's been going ever go off in their last couple weeks. Cricket, I think is her name.
Cricket. Johnny's co-host.
Yeah, Cricket.
Yes. What about him?
She was saying that you should shut not only Skype down, but restart the computer, and that should...
Oh, I do. I do, but it doesn't help. Yeah, it doesn't help. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway,
could be
yeah.
Time Warner, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Fuck it, man. Okay. Greg, thanks so much, man. We love the bumpers for the show. You did a tremendous job.
Yes,
so.
Yes. They're unbelievable. Thank you.
Yeah. And,
hey, you're welcome. I'm happy to do it.
All right, man. Thanks, Greg.
We need some more about a gypsy and a Jew.
Yeah. yeah, that's right.
You later.
Okay, bye. All right. He's on his break. Yeah, very nice guy. And he does Barbecue Central, like I said. And every time we have barbecue questions, we ask him. And did you know there's a difference between barbecuing and grilling?
No.
Yeah, there
what
is.
What is it? The marination, the sauce?
No, the length that you actually cook it. And the manner in which you cook it. So grilling is like for faster things, like a hamburger or a steak. And barbecue is for like ribs and, you know, stuff like that, you know. So
have you ever been to Baby Blue's Barbecue?
No.
Oh, my God.
Where is that at?
Oh, it's like an orgasm just waiting to happen, thinking about it right now. Oh, my God. It's on Lincoln Avenue in, I think it's Venice still. But they have, oh, my God, they've got people in there all the time, like newscasters that are just reporting on, like, how busy the place is and how it's the best barbecue that people have had anywhere in California, like, since they've been in the South. It is unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's take a quick call. It might be our guest.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Susie. Who's calling?
Good morning, Mr. Sam. Good morning, Susie. And is your friend here, too?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes,
Janika?
Janika? Janik,
yes.
Or Shanika? Oh,
okay, okay, Janik, I'm sorry, mispronounce your name. Janik, shalom to everybody. I mean, actually, Sam, I think packet 8 or 1H would be very good. It's $24, unlimited to every Canada and USA.
Okay, Mo, we don't need to talk about this on the air, but we already had the Packet 8. That's why we went to Skype, because it didn't really do what we needed it to do.
Really?
But, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't believe it, because everywhere they advertised, oh, okay. I was just trying to bring something. So anyway, how is going on with you, Mr. Sam?
Everything's going fine, Mo. You enjoying the radio you won?
Excellent, and I always pray for you, for Johnny Dam, and for your radio become more fruitful, in coming days and months.
We like
and years.
Fruit.
Yeah. It will be fruitful. Don't worry about it.
yes.
Yeah, Mo, how's the wife doing?
Wife is good.
Yeah.
Wife is. Going to work right now, so I can breathe easier.
Yeah. How old are you, Mo?
I am under 50.
Under 50? Wow, wow.
No, so, under 50.
I am right. Over 18.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm under 80. Yeah.
You don't look... You look very young, too. You should be around 30, 35.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Mo. I love you too, man. If you were here, I'd lay a big kiss on you.
Mo, what do you do?
Well, he's unemployed now.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he says...
Right now, I am unemployed because it's very hard to hit Portland area. Is like Ohio. Lots of unemployment here. Lots of, I mean, once you apply for a job...
Are you a bad driver?
Am I a bad driver?
You should be a taxi driver.
No. Taxi, you know, you have to go through a lot of...
You have to have that accent. It's perfect.
Yeah. Perfect for the taxi driver.
No, but taxi driver, you know, I'm sure you have seen many taxi drivers. They have their head were cut. And in many incidents in Seattle and etc. So taxi driver is I like secure job.
Yeah,
I like
this is dangerous,
some place,
right?
Some place that is, you know, secure building, secure thing. You do your job, you go home, and that's all about it. Taxi driver is not my type of job because, you know, it's if you have to have so much asset money just to rent and then gas.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you look at to the whole picture, I mean, how many
people... And people are cheap tippers these days.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to tip the taxi driver?
Yes.
Isn't that included in the meter?
Oh, no.
See, I grew up in Iowa. I don't know these things.
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
It's not
regular. Yeah, farmer girl.
Corn.
Yeah. Mo, how's the sex life with the wife? Is that okay? You still getting some? You see, I can stump Mo too. I can get him to a point where he won't say a word, right, Mo?
Dun, dun, dun.
Good work. But, you know, right now her daughter came from Las Vegas. She was working for IndyMac, and she's out of job. So she applied for one of major bank here. But I think they didn't catch her. They did not offer her job because they said, we'll call you later. And that, I mean, that means bye-bye. So she drove all the way from Las Vegas to Portland, Oregon, to have a job interview with one of major bank around here, and which they're for the underwriter. She's a loan officer and underwriter and everything. And I guess she might be overqualified or for some reason, because you know, one job is open, there are like thousands of people applying, and many people they interview for job, God knows, maybe 50-60 people. And so out of the 50-60 people, I mean, two positions is available, and who will be getting those two lucky positions? You know,
Mo,
God knows.
Yeah, Mo, I have our guest calling, I think, so I'm going to have to hang up and listen. It's going to be an interesting guest, okay? So we'll talk later.
Okay, shalom, everybody.
Okay.
Shalom.
All the best. Okay. Good morning, you're on the air. Who's calling?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Hi, Sam. Friday calling.
I'm sorry, who is this again? Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah, Friday's. I'm so glad you're calling on Friday, because I would have totally forgot the name. They gave me so many names like August and Phoenix and Friday. So that's an awesome name, though. How did you get that name?
That is my name. That's it.
Your given name.
No, I'm not for the week.
Yeah. You know what, Friday? We have like the most terrible connection. I can't make out a word you're saying. Can I contact you and we'll reschedule this? Because I don't want to miss this call. I know it's going to be awesome.
Okay.
So I'll reschedule for you. Thank you so much for calling, but we can't understand a word you're saying, and I don't want to miss any, not even one word.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, Friday. Thanks so much. Bye.
Aww,
man, this
what
sucks.
A shame.
This fucking sucks, okay? But it's irritating, right? I mean, you can't understand a word. And with Mo, you know, between the accent and the call cutting out, I didn't understand a word he said, you know? And so I apologize to everybody who's trying to call today. I'm going to buy a new computer if I have to, although it's stupid to do. But
you got to do what you got
to
do.
No, you never have to buy a new computer. You just reinstall Windows, you know, and then it's like brand new. So, but I just don't feel like doing that right now. Because then you have to reinstall everything, all the programs and shit. So anyway, that's that. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Tonight on Cops, the men and women of law enforcement track down idiots who call 911 for stupid reasons.
Yeah, we got an imbecile in progress. Some doofus didn't get mayonnaise on a Subway sandwich, so he called 911 three times.
If you call 911 and it's not an actual emergency, the cops will be coming after you.
Sir, did you call 911?
Yes. Look at this. There's no mayo on it, and they forgot to toast it.
Well, allow me to toast that for you.
Dumb people run amok. Tonight on Cops.
Yeah, I got a woman in a casino who lost all her money in a slot machine, and she called 911. So, naturally, we're on the lookout for an 80-year-old female, blue hair, empty cup, and a jitterbug cell phone.
It's an episode of Cops that'll make you wonder what the hell is wrong with people. Wait, isn't that every episode? Whatever. That's tonight on Cops.
You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. This is George Takei, and I am truly excited to have Sam and Susie in the Morning on my internet radio. Those two are a hoot. I swear if I was heterosexual, I'd ask Susie out on a date. Of course, I'm homosexual, so I'll be asking Sam out instead. Oh my. And now let's get back to Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, coming back at you with this sultry music.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, that's the way they do night shows on the radio, right? Like
yeah.
All the, yeah. Anyway.
Sorry, I'm trying to change my profile picture for you, Sam.
Yeah,
this
is the perfect time to do this.
I know. Well, I just remembered. I was looking at it. I was like, he hates my picture.
Yeah, but this ADD, sometimes she's like a little kid. You know,
yeah,
it's like, hey, pay attention over here. Focus.
I'm a big kid. Oh, you have no idea what you're in for.
No, I guess not.
You forgot your prop again today.
I know.
The koosh ball whip with the feather end.
Oh, yeah, you did forget it.
It's my naughty or nice toy.
Oh, she was having a lot of fun with it last night.
Really? What did you do?
Well...
Okay, first describe it for those who didn't listen
okay,
yesterday.
Okay, it's got a long black kind of, I don't know, what do you call it?
Wand? Stick?
Wand. It's like a wand. Yes, it's right. More like a wand. And on one end, it's got pink. Janine calls it like a koosh ball. I don't know if you guys remember what those are.
Yes, those rubber
yeah,
things.
Okay. Those rubber things with like all the little legs sticking off. But right. It's got long pink rubbery tassels that are good for a little whip here and there. And then on the other side, it's got a pink feather if I feel like being nice. So
wow.
It's like naughty or nice.
Okay, so let's hear how you...
Well, the Fonz was back last night.
Right.
So it was in full force, you know, the whipping and then kind of the nice little
really?
Coy
And how
feather.
The fuck do you know that?
I'm around, you know, I'm visiting.
Yeah. I live
it's
in
a
studio.
Small little studio. We're all very intimate with each other.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Well, I mean, not that way, just
no,
in
but,
quarters.
But you didn't get it on while she was in the room, though.
We sent her to the liquor store for 5 minutes.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah.
That's all it takes? Okay.
Apparently. Yeah. That was all makeup sex needed
yeah.
last night.
Hey, he gets yeah. the job done,
and
right?
Yeah, and this is the guy that she hangs out with for the sex. But that's
right,
okay. That's
right.
All right.
Well,
yeah.
When I leave, I'm sure
she'll learn.
It'll
yeah.
last a little bit longer.
I'm young. What can I say?
They were yeah. worried I'd catch them, I guess.
Yeah. How long have you not had sex?
Oh, what day is today?
Friday.
I think a week.
Really?
Just a week.
Before you came here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that you don't have a boyfriend, you're not having sex.
Well, it was kind of a boyfriend thing.
Oh,
kind
it
of,
was?
Yeah.
Oh,
or
so you
just
broke up?
A relationship, yeah.
You just broke it off
yeah.
now? Oh.
Yeah.
So this was the opportunity to come and visit
yes,
your friend here.
It is.
And be singles and everything.
I'm kind of, you know, looking for a little rebound fling thing.
I'm sure.
Just
wow.
for some LA excitement.
Yeah. Well, I would love to oblige, but maybe not today.
Well, if you know anyone, yeah, you
maybe
know, just
not
send,
today.
Them, send them our way.
Any listeners out there in Los Angeles, if you want to look up Janique on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. They would be lining up here. They know where
oh,
we are.
Oh, you're too sweet. You're
no,
too kind.
Really.
well, today we were supposed to have our friend Brandon, who also lives in Colorado. He was supposed to come visit us today. And I wanted him to be a guest in our show. I think I told you about that, Sam. Yeah. But now he's not coming. He just went through kind of a breakup, and so he's kind of nursing a wounded heart. But he's
aww.
In the porn industry.
Yeah.
So I wanted him to come in and tell us all about it. He's got me a wonderful hookup. I shouldn't actually give too much information out about it, but yeah, he's got me listed as like a family member, so I can get free access to all of his porn on this like ridiculously fabulous website.
Listen to his job. It's incredible. He gets to sit there and watch porn and then catalog it by category.
Right.
So, you know, bestiality, I guess, or
right.
Anal, or
yeah.
full penetration.
You notice how she goes to the extreme
hardcores.
Right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to girl on girl and masturbation? And,
well, you know, I mean, Borat
categories.
Brought it up earlier. It's still yeah. on the mind.
No, absolutely. So, yeah, but you know what? After a while, I used to work... on adult websites. I was like
oh,
a graphic
really?
Designer, a web designer, and I so I designed all kinds of websites.
Oh.
Like yeah, whatever they had at the time, fatgirls.com, transsexuals.com,
oh, wow, no.
things like that. Yeah. So I mean, I've
fat
had to
girls.
Look yeah, there's people that like that.
There you go.
But so I would look, I mean, I would see nudity all the time, you know, but and the videos and stuff. But when you're at work and there's people around you, it's not that titillating. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Titillating.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, when it's work, it's work. That's why, you know, I would think that, I mean, obviously, girls that work in porn are girls that like sex for the most part.
Mm.
And but, you know, I mean, it becomes mechanical after a while. You know, I think so. I don't know.
And that's actually, that's, I don't know, I think we talked about this before, but that's one of my major issues with porn. But, you know, it gets mechanical and it's just kind of like acting and two people, you know, literally just doing it. And I don't know, you don't see any kind of emotion behind it.
Yeah.
Well, no. Don't they have porn where it's a whole buildup of the scene? You watch the character development.
I have an entire drawer from, I think it was from a library, actually, from my ex-boyfriend in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. of old school 70s porn on VHS.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, hello, Bush.
Those used to have story.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, Bush.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. But you see, that's the thing. You got to realize something is... this was in the 70s, that's
yes.
what you said, right? 60s and 70s. Well, that's when I was like a kid. That's when I was developing. So that's what I saw. I saw like bushy vaginas and that sort of thing.
Bushy eyebrows.
No, no. I mean, I still find it erotic. That's what I'm saying. I mean, not like a really bushy bush, but I don't necessarily like him like completely bald. You know, it's like... yeah.
Like a 13-year-old?
It is. It's like a little girl, yeah. you know? And plus the, you know what, the, yeah, it's like you're giving the vagina a beard or something, you know? It gives it
some a more character. Of a look.
But you see, but that's what... But that's what I'm saying, though, is that I think people like what they grow up with. You know, I think most of our sexuality is shit we picked up when we were kids, you know, whether it's...
absolutely.
Yeah, whether it's a fuck-up or something we really like, you know?
Yeah, I would agree.
So, yeah, so I think everything stays with us from when we're kids, and so that's what I grew up with. That's what I tend to like, you know, like having a little bush there, you know, even more than a landing strip or something.
Right.
But most women are not like that today.
Well,
you
bikinis
know?
And, are getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and I mean, there's nothing worse than like wearing a bikini and having just like the side overflow.
Pubes. Oh man, that is the ugliest thing. That is the ugliest thing.
I actually right before I went to Vancouver, you know, the Franz and I asked him if he would come to the beach with me, and he's like, yeah. And I hadn't had a bikini wax in a while, and he was just pointing and laughing. He's like, ah ha! You're going to a pool party like that? You're going to Vancouver? Ah, ha ha ha! He's like, you're going to a water park with a bush like that hanging out of the sides? I was like, fuck you! I was like, you make me feel self conscious. And then I didn't have time.
Whatever. He has pubes on his face. I mean,
we made him shave his beard down last night.
You did? Completely?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, pretty short. Yeah. It looks like he had like a massive vagina on his face.
No, really? It's really, you know how some male facial hair actually looks like pubic hair?
Yes.
It's very distinct. It's
really?
It looks like he has a muff.
Really?
On his chin.
Jeez.
I'm so glad
and
you
this
agreed.
Is what you attracted to?
No. Well, I'm so glad she agreed because I've been having that issue with him too, and he's like, oh, shut up, leave me alone, I'm fine, you know, stop annoying me, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, just, you know, take care of yourself, you know, a little personal hygiene, you know, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
And so finally, like, Janique actually was the final say in getting him to shave it down last night.
Really?
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, Franzia, for doing that for me too.
How long have you guys been together?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say on and off for like, and literally on and off for about 6 months.
Yeah.
Wow,
I'd
that's
say.
A long time for you, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, as Janique and I were talking about this yesterday, it's like,
she's taming down in her old
I'm
age.
I'm taming down in my old age. It's like, I still have like this wild streak in me, and I still am like totally crazy, and you know, I don't think that'll ever change because it's so deeply ingrained like in my persona.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that I've been having boyfriends like that last a little bit longer. Mm. Like the 6 month mark is pretty much, you know, I don't
that
know.
That was the limit until
well, that's
now.
Long. Like yeah. as I told you before, like when my dad met Franz, he's like, oh, this is our beau de jour.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like, no, what do you mean? Does that mean I'll be gone by the end of the week? And my mom and stepdad to this day, if I bring a boy home, they're like, eh. We're not even going to remember your name. We're not going to waste our brain storage space on it because
really?
You won't be around next week.
Yeah.
And the poor guys are like, what? Really?
I think you're ready for a little companionship.
Yeah, maybe that is the case. I don't know.
Yeah. And he's not the one for that?
The Franz?
Yes.
Well.
For now.
For now.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, I was thinking about it. He must have a really thick skin because, I mean, you, the way you talk about this guy and he's still with you, you know?
Oh. Well, I don't think he's had access to a computer, so I don't think he's heard the show yet.
Okay. Well,
I told him I was talking.
You're going to have to answer to a lot, I'm sure.
Well, but, it's nothing I don't say to his face and that I don't say to anyone else, you know?
Yeah. Cool.
And he calls me like the 12 personality dragon.
Really?
I don't know. He thinks I'm kind of crazy, but...
Really? 12 personalities? Is that how many he counted?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I only count 8.
Oh, thank you. Aren't you precious?
So, Janique, how have you kept up with her? I mean, she's like an overdrive.
Yeah, she is. You know, I love living vicariously through her. Mm. I mean, she's kind of my crazy friend, Suze. And all my friends know about her and always want the update. Even if they haven't met her, they're like, how's Suze? What's going on in the love life?
Yeah.
So, I don't know how I've kept up.
Yeah.
Maybe because I've been in Colorado. Yeah, maybe. Farther away. Yeah. Day 3, I'm feeling a little exhausted.
I'm sure.
In a good way.
Because you got 2 hours of sleep. When I got out of the shower today, I'm like... She's like, Suze, do you mind if I don't come this morning? I was like, get up right now. I can't take the carpool lane unless you get up. Stop being so selfish, goddammit.
I wanted to come, but, you know, when you're in bed and you're kind of still groggy, you're just like, oh.
The carpool lane is very important to me, and you know what? You need to stop being so selfish. Yeah.
That's right. Move to L.A. so she can go on the carpool lane.
Your parents will understand if you quit architecture school, like you quit law school to become a radio personality. I don't know.
Yeah, no problem.
She's my favorite law school dropout. She dropped out.
Really? I did.
Yeah.
From law school?
I did, yes.
Really?
I was in law school at the University of Oregon in Eugene.
Yeah.
And, I just didn't want to fight a system for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's
you know
tough.
What? You don't look like you would make a good lawyer, you know?
Good.
I mean, because you have a heart,
Thank you.
Yeah. No, really. I mean,
but
you know, you've got to be an asshole.
But with all the trouble I get into, you know, I kind of need someone on my side.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to go to court again next week, and it's like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Yeah. A cigarette?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. No, don't ask.
Okay. Yeah.
Toss the cigarette. Aggro. And you anticipate a $500 ticket?
Approximately,
fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the incident did provoke me to quit smoking, which is a nice thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't see the connection, but never mind. You know, as long as it gave you a good reason.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
How's that coming
along
for you,
Sam? Don't be jealous,
Sam.
What's coming along for
you? You're quitting
smoking.
I'm not quitting. I just need to quit, but I'm not quitting.
Oh, no.
Have you ever used a nicotine patch?
No.
I have.
I've tried the gum before, and it helped me in the past.
No. The best, get the gum, the patch, and then smoke a cigarette, too.
Really?
You are like, no! You feel like a million bucks.
Really?
And then you crash, and then you want to kill yourself. But.
What do you do when you fly?
It's hard. It's hard, especially long flights, you know?
Yeah, start shaking.
No,
you just put the patch on.
I don't get to that point. That's true. I never thought about that. No, I mean, I never get to a point where I really crave it, you know, where I go crazy. But once we get there, yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I'm kind of a strange smoker. I don't smoke in the car. I don't smoke in the house. No, I don't smoke anywhere where I might stink the place.
Oh.
Only outdoors.
Huh. Well, what about like when you're stuck in traffic and you're so aggravated with the world and you're just like,
right.
It's okay. It's not even an option.
Really?
I like my car smelling nice and new.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. No, I don't like smoking when I'm around people. I mean, when people are around me and they're not smokers, I always like go the extra mile to like blow the smoke the other way and stand away from them and everything because I just don't want to impose on people.
That's
considerate.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
What are the smoking laws in California?
Actually, I was talking with the father of the one of the kids I nanny for, or both the kids I nanny for, I was telling him how when I was in court the other day, and now I have to go back, there was a single mom that stood up before the judge, and you know she like cried this whole song and dance about how hard it was being a single mom, and that's why she missed her other court date, and da-da-da-da. And the judge actually like completely waived everything, and she had a 2.5-year-old kid with her. And I was like, aha. So I asked the dad of the kid I nanny for, I was like, do you think... you know, your wife and you would mind if I borrowed the baby next week to bring to court. And he was he was like, no, not at all. Like, not at all. It's not a big deal. And I was like, all right, cool. So I'll get that all set up. And then he was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, this was for throwing the cigarette out the window.
What are you doing with a cigarette and a baby in the car?
And for speeding. And so back to your question about the laws, you're not, as of, I forget what day it was of this year, like, it's illegal to smoke with a kid under the age of, I don't know, 18 or something in the car.
You're kidding.
So then the dad said, he's like, so Susie, if you do bring, you know, if you you do bring the baby to court and then you're in court for speeding and for throwing the ticket out or the cigarette out the window, they're going to say, you know, you're not gonna get off because they're going to think you were smoking in the car
exactly.
with the kid.
Exactly. Yeah, what were you doing?
Isn't that a great law?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that a great law?
I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say the same thing because I know, yeah, it's
we're in great. Tune, man.
Yes. There you go, man. Wow. So this begs the question, though. I mean, you said you only went to bed at 5. What were you doing all this time?
We went dance out party. On the beach for a while. Yeah, we had a dance party, and then Franz and I walked around on...
Wait, a dance party where?
On my kitchen table. Well, I think it was just me on the kitchen table.
Yeah, she's like a cat. She kind of likes to climb up high and then really? Do this whole little prance thing.
Really?
With my whip.
So, were you drunk or anything?
Yeah.
You can't do that stuff otherwise.
Definitely, no. Yeah. Well, yeah. I can, but... Yeah.
Well, in the coming weeks, we're going to analyze you and everything and why you're drinking and why you're so promiscuous.
My.
Yeah, and why you're so promiscuous.
Well, I'm not really promiscuous anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we have to figure out why you have been, though.
Oh, okay. No.
Years of therapy haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, well...
I know. Trust me, I've tried.
Yeah, this is the best therapy is right here.
Yeah. Oh, it is. You know? It is.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we're going to rein her in.
Psychoanalysis
in a certain,
of Susie.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call in and just put my input in.
There you go.
That way
your
from
two
Colorado.
Cents. Yeah.
Fix the Skype.
Yeah. So, so you were dancing on the table.
Yes.
And what were you doing?
I don't know. What was it? Oh, I was looking at the new Dwell magazine. It's awesome. It has this whole segment on California houses.
While she was being too snotty to drink Franzia, she had to go and get her own bottle of wine, a real bottle with a cork.
Yeah, it was great. And then I went walking on the beach with Franz, mm-hmm. and then we came back, and then we went for a bike ride.
Oh, what time?
I have no idea.
You don't remember what time it was?
No. And then I fell asleep on the pier for a while.
Really? On the fucking pier? Where?
Venice Pier.
No, but where? Like on a bench or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Franz was just hanging out, and I was laying, and...
Wow.
He woke me up and he was like, it's time to go.
Jeez.
It was fun. Yeah. There was nobody out, though.
Yeah.
Not a soul.
Susie, you're not wondering if anything happened between them?
No, trust me, I'm not worried.
Yeah. Would you care if it did?
Well, yeah.
I don't know, because I'm so, ambivalent about her... relationship.
He's my,
I understand.
It doesn't matter.
Is he a boyfriend?
It doesn't matter what the definition of our relationship is. He's my Franz.
Right.
And I don't want him. I don't know.
Yeah, but you have done it so many times
in the past, by your own admission. But I haven't cheated on this one.
Not on this one.
No.
Okay.
We've broken up. I've kicked him out a couple of times, and he's equated that to breaking up. And then, you know, he's gone and stayed with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Janique was yelling at me yesterday, though. She's like, you need to let it go. You broke up with him. You kicked him out. He had nowhere else to go. You forced him into the arms of another woman. And so I'm finally all right, you're right. So then when I take him back with open arms, I kind of get a little bit aggravated with him. Yeah. And I'm just give him all this shit. But really, it's my fault in the long run. So I guess I...
Yeah, but I mean, what do you mean forcing into another woman? I mean, the thing is, he doesn't have to. She's not forcing him to do anything.
No, he wouldn't have to.
Yeah, you don't just run off and fuck somebody else just because,
I break up with him every week?
Because of rejection?
Yeah, exactly. Shit like that.
Why not?
Because, I mean...
It's a great pick-me-up.
He must feel terribly rejected every time I kick him out and, you know...
He does. We talked about that. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Franz.
Franzia.
No, but Susie has always encouraged me to get really close with her boyfriends because then I can kind of... have a different perspective on the whole thing.
Yeah. Are you attracted to him?
Not at all.
No, okay. So that's why Susie didn't worry.
I told you about the muff on it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why Susie wasn't worried.
Well, he hadn't brushed his teeth in 3 days either.
Oh, that's very nice. And you go to bed with that thing.
Well, no, at 5 o'clock in the morning when he tried to crawl into bed, I was like, get in the shower. You are not allowed in my bed until you get in the shower. Get. He's like, no, really, it's so late. I'm like, I don't get you were up doing your own thing. Go.
And you actually got some sleep, huh?
Yeah, I went to bed at midnight.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't she look fresh?
She does.
Perky?
But you don't look
too
tired either.
Stop looking at my boobs.
Either.
I don't?
No.
Okay. It's called makeup. Yeah. Lots of cover-up under the eyes.
No, but it's also, she's uppity.
I gave her an Adderall.
She's uppity this morning. An Adderall?
I did. Yeah. And if you don't have ADHD, it kind of makes you
really hyper.
Oh, it has the reverse effect on you.
Yeah, exactly. Or actually, it has the reverse effect on the ADD people.
Yes.
Because it is a stimulant.
Yep.
Right?
Wow. So it kind of like tones me down a notch and focuses me. But yeah. it also kind of gives me a little bit more energy to be focused. Mm. So
yeah. It's got to be terrible, huh, when you can't focus. Did you have a hard time at school?
No, I've always, well, except for the time that I had straight Fs, I've always had A's.
Yeah.
So I've always done well in school.
Yeah, wow.
But that's thanks good. To the drugs.
Yeah.
Don't like the drugs.
Because I know
drugs.
Some kids,
no,
it's
a
like...
smart girl.
You know? Because yeah. I know some kids, like, have a hard time... like taking notes because they have to like make each letter perfect, you know, and stuff like that. Or
oh, you should see my handwriting, Sam.
Really?
Uh oh.
Yeah. That's like OCD.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm mixing up OCD. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. But with ADD, obviously, you can't focus on what they're saying anyway, you know, so.
Mm. What are we talking about?
On our bikes?
But there's a name for everything, I mean, these days. You know, when a kid was like that, when, you know, back in the days, they would just say it's a troubled kid.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well.
And I don't know. In a lot of ways, I feel like I was kind of a troubled kid. I was always, like, in and out of school, like, working and doing the commercials. And
right.
So when I actually would get the chance to actually be in school, I'm kind of like, yeah. You know, and I'm all over the place. But I'm also a perfectionist when it comes to being in school. I like to do very well. So, I don't know. I kind of dedicate a lot of time to my right. academics when I am in school.
Right.
Actually, last semester was the first time I got a little bit distracted and away from things. And I got my first two B's ever. Wow. I was so pissed.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was actually working really hard. Well, somewhat hard. I was traveling every weekend up to Vancouver to party. But yeah. aside from that,
yeah.
actually, my teacher asked me over spring break when I went to go visit you in Colorado. I got drunk and I missed my plane to the Caribbean. And so, I was supposed to go sailing in the Caribbean for like 10 days, and I got totally hammered, and Franz was bringing me to the airport, and he was so excited, because he was going to have, like, you know, 2 weeks free of Susie, and have, like, my apartment to himself, and have my car, and he was so excited to get rid of me. And we get to the airport, and I was like, I'm not going! And he's like, get out of the car, go on the plane. I'm like, I'm not going on the plane, I'm not going to the Caribbean. I was like, we're going to go on a road trip. And he's like, what? I was like, shut up, bring me home, let's pack our bags. And so we hopped in the car, and instead we drove to Vegas for a night, and then we drove up to Utah and spent a night in Salt Lake City. Then we went to Moab and went camping in the snow for 2 days, and right. mountain biking and stuff like that. And then from there we went to Colorado to visit Janique. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that was a crazy party. We ended up like tripping on mushrooms one night, and my car turned into a spaceship. But
really?
Well, the point of the story is that I was a day late coming back to school, and I missed my math class. And my mm-hmm. professor was this guy. He's from Pakistan. He's so adorable. I love him. But he's like, Suzanne, why were you not in class on Monday? Suzanne. And so I was like, professor, you know, I had car trouble. You know, that's why I missed class. And he's like, Suzanne, I know you. Tell me the truth. And I was like, fine. I was table dancing in Colorado, and I was chipping my face off on mushrooms, and I couldn't drive home. And he was like, oh, Suzanne, you're so funny. Oh, ha-ha. He's like, you're the only student in my class with a pulse. Oh, yeah, you're so fucking funny. And I was like, thank you, professor. Thank you for, you know, respecting my telling the truth.
That's
and not
funny.
Penalizing me. But, yeah, I thought that was just too funny. You're the only student with a pulse.
So you're in school again, right? I mean, you're going, part-time or something?
Part-time, yeah. I'm just taking a statistics and a biology class. I'm starting in a couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that part of your major or something?
Yeah, these are... I've got some yucky, yucky classes I have to take that are part of my requirements to transfer to UCLA, UCLA.
Oh, okay. And what are you going to take there?
Psychology still.
Oh.
But I've been kind of avoiding taking statistics, biology, chemistry, physics, and art. And so I have to take all of those classes this year.
The shitty ones, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, statistics is interesting in the beginning, but then it gets boring.
It's like tedious?
Yeah.
Well, are you any good at it?
Tutor.
Do I have a free tutor?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Sammy Sam.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have put it behind me, you know. But
no,
I know what
honest,
you mean about school.
I pick very unattractive tutors that are very uninteresting. I try, actually, because that way, if I get, like, a really cute guy, I'm so distracted and, like, I'm just...
Right. I think you think about sex more than the average man, wouldn't you say?
I was thinking about that yesterday, too, and I was kind of thinking about our dynamic and the way we are in the radio, and I think we're, like, massive role reversal.
Mm.
It's like, I'm, like, a younger girl, and I should be, you know, in a serious relationship and not, like, flying around the world and doing everything that I'm doing and whoring around, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But yet you're married, and you're kind of, like, settled and this and that, and it's like... role reversal with the boy-girl thing.
Well, I don't see that.
Really?
I mean, I see, yeah, I see that more as the difference in age, maybe, you know, because I'm more, you know, I'm at a point where I'm settled down and everything.
You're grounded. Like, you're very, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but I haven't always been like that. You know, I mean, kids will ground you.
And what definitely. Were you like when you weren't like this?
No, you know what? I was just as big a partier as you.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I partied for many years.
Did you party in Israel, too, when you were younger?
No, no.
How old were you when you
left? I came here when I was 16.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so I started early. In fact, I came here after being bombarded with anti-drug education and stuff, you know, back in Israel.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, no, yeah, I guess. But obviously it didn't work before, because at first I got here and I was resisting everything. I mean, the first thing that happened to me is a neighbor invited me to a party in the backyard, and I'm smelling the smell that I'd never smelled before. And aww. I realized something's going on, and then I realized they're smoking marijuana and stuff. And but I wouldn't do any of this. So I think I was around probably for a year before I finally broke down and said, okay, I'll try, you know.
Wow.
So, but then once I did, forget about it. My favorite. So, yeah, but then, I mean, in the 80s, we did a lot of cocaine.
Back in the 80s.
In the 70s, we also did, what are they called? I forgot.
LSD?
No, the Quaaludes.
Oh, I accidentally took one once upon a time.
Really?
I had no idea what it was. Oh, my God. Gosh,
I don't know if they have them anymore, though.
It's like incapacitates you for a long time.
Yeah, it's like drinking maybe four bottles of whiskey or something.
Is that the date rape drug?
No,
no, that's THB.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
this
fun
one.
Too.
This one was very popular in the 70s. You know, okay. I lived in Vegas at the time, and
wow,
yeah, that's what we were. They used to call it area code out here in Southern California, because it was called Roarer 714. So that was the area code in Orange County at the time.
Oh.
So they called it area code down here. And yeah, and in Vegas we were fascinated with California and everything. So, but this thing, I mean, you take one, and women liked it because it's like you really like to be touched and to touch things when you take this, you know. You're totally numb, you know. When you hear of the song, in other words, when that song Comfortably Numb came out by Pink Floyd, that's when I was doing this.
Really?
And I could totally relate to the song.
Ah, wow. I was trying to get her to listen to some Pink Floyd in the car today, but she would have no part of it.
No?
It wasn't
you don't
working
like Pink
for me
Floyd?
This morning. Oh, I love Pink Floyd.
Oh, but you just didn't want
to
this
morning. The hangover and the Pink Floyd, it wasn't working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really understood the Quaaludes. I took one accidentally. Well, let me just another quick story. Back, remember when I was dating Brendan in Colorado?
Yes.
I left that boyfriend when Janique took me up to the mountains. He was the one that I abandoned, and I never called him again.
Yeah.
He just, you know, his girlfriend disappeared, like literally.
Wow.
And so then I didn't see him for a couple of years until I was actually at a club partying in New York City, and I ran into him randomly, and he was just like, Susie, you're alive? Oh my God. Like, what happened to you? Where did you go? And I was like, oh, so much has happened since I've seen you last.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, buddy. But so we ended up going back to his friend's apartment that night. And his friend, I had to be back in upstate New York to take care of my sister very early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And his friend was like, do you want a Quaalude? And I'm like, sure, I'll take anything. So I took the Quaalude, and oh my God, when I had to wake up the next morning, it was like I had lead in every limb of my body as I'm trying to get to my car because I can't let my mom down. I have to take care of my sister. Mm-hmm. Then I get to my car and I see in my purse like a one-way plane ticket from Colorado mm-hmm. in like 3 days from now. And I was like, I'm in New York City right now. And I call Brendan. I'm like, Brendan, why do I have a plane ticket to Colorado in my purse? He's like, oh, I'm picking you up in an hour. He's like, we're driving to Colorado. I was like, what? I'm like, when did I agree to this? And he's like, on the Quaalude. And I'm like, you motherfucker. So, yeah, so we ended up doing this road trip all the way out to Colorado. I saw you very briefly, I think, on that trip. Flew back home. I literally had, like, no money with me at the time. It was actually quite an adventure. I was homeless in an airport where I got delayed for 24 hours. I actually had to, like, beg for money and, like, change.
Yeah.
It was quite an experience then.
Jeez.
But yeah, so Quaaludes, bad,
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, it's like a fucking tranquilizer. Like,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could tranquilize a fucking elephant with this thing.
Oh, my goodness.
It's awesome. And I can't believe we did this shit. But
no, thank God they went out of fashion.
Yeah. I think they made them illegal or something.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
everything.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. But what about marijuana? In Colorado, they don't allow it like they do here, right?
No, not medicinally.
Right.
No, yeah. It's illegal.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think in Denver, you're allowed to have an ounce.
Oh,
an
really?
An ounce, that's a lot.
But only...
No, but it's not legal. You'd probably get... It's a misdemeanor or something. Just yeah. the way it used to be here, you'd get a ticket or something, a fine.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
But it's pretty good in Colorado.
Really?
Yeah. I think a lot of it actually comes from Humboldt, from here.
From Humboldt?
Yeah,
county. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. My daughter is going in that area.
Oh, that's for what? Yes. For school?
Yeah, for school.
Oh, you know. Come on.
You know, I never knew that until every time I mention to someone where she's going, they go, oh, really?
Humboldt. Yeah.
But they're saying this used to be like more in the 80s and stuff, not so much today. I don't know. But look, she's learned her lesson already. I don't think she's going to get into trouble. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
does she need a spanking?
Yeah, well, she life spanks you by itself, you know.
Yes, when you fuck up. I like that. It does spank you by
Karma's
itself.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fuck up and life reminds you who's boss.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Too funny.
Yeah. So, what are you guys doing this weekend? You're staying till Sunday, right?
Till Sunday, yeah.
Right. You guys any big plans?
I really want to go dancing somewhere fun, wonderful DJs.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go though.
You should probably, your best bet from what I hear is go to the gay clubs, but you're probably also trying to pick up somebody, so
ideally, I mean, now the Franz is back and where am I going to go? Yeah. All four of us in the studio, you know, little
that's
apartment.
Okay. The guy is going to take you to his place. What are you worried about?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No problem. If I let you out of my clutches, I want my Shanique.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of trying to find some after hours drum and bass club on Saturday night for us, which will be really fun because that's just like downright dirty dancing and you're
really?
Just you party until like 6 in the morning and dance.
Wow.
And
it'll
yeah.
be fun.
It'll be so much fun. That was like the hardest dancing I ever did in my life. I actually ran back out to my car and I changed naked in the parking lot and I threw on another dress because I was so sweaty from just dancing my little ass off. Yeah, I literally I had to change my dress because it was just soaked.
That feels so good when you've just danced your heart out and you're drenched and your clothes are sopping. Oh,
yes,
what a wonderful
yes.
feeling.
So I think I want to try and find that club again. I don't remember exactly where it was because I was. Yeah.
There's plenty here. You just have to stay in the city, you know. Don't go to places like the Valley or anything. There's nothing happening there.
Oh no.
But yeah, on the West Side.
I'm thinking probably we'll go somewhere in Hollywood or something.
Yeah, Hollywood, Beverly Hills, yeah, there's great places.
Do the stars come out on the weekends? Will there be any spottings if I wander around?
They're always around. I mean, you always run into somebody.
You can come hang out and like stalk where I'm bartending tomorrow.
Oh, with the Scientologists?
That's okay. There's nothing to... Yeah, I mean, what the fuck?
I don't know.
You're not worried about telling the whole world about your sex life, but you don't want to say that you're fucking going in cocktail waiting over there. So the thing is that who gives a shit?
Okay? Well, okay, fine. You're right. Yeah. And
if you get fired, you get fired. Fuck it.
Exactly. Right? Well, then I won't get to do the Emmys because they asked me yesterday if I would bartend for the Emmys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. That'll be really cool. And the Golden Globes and all that other shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, is it so horrible to say you're going to be at a party tomorrow serving cocktails? I mean, give me a fucking break, you know?
No.
There's nothing wrong with that. They're not going to...
All right.
Know, relax.
Fine.
Plus,
it's out there.
You have me to protect you here. Nobody's going to get through this door. All right. We're going to take another little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Is your weight keeping you from being executed? Then you need to try Nutra Prison System.
Heck, I used to think I'd never get down to my murdering weight, but Nutra Prison System made the pounds fall off so the warden can off me.
For me, the only choice was Nutra Prison System. That's because I killed Jenny Craig.
With Nutra Prison System's easy-to-execute meal plan, you'll start slimming down so you'll be dead weight in no time.
And the food is great. Cheeseburgers, lasagna, and chocolate cake. I've killed for chocolate cake.
And the smaller portions mean my stomach is as flat as that heart monitor. Uh-oh.
Nutra Prison System. You'll wish every meal was your last.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
One day I'll tell you how it feels like. A day when everything is alright. I'd like to give it to you easy. Yeah, I'm just hoping you can feel me. You think you gotta go. in your hair. We're scatting scat, cause love is never fair. But you don't know, so now I'm not so insecure. If you could show me how to get you out the door. No, I won't lie, I can't deny, I will try leaving without a goodbye. If you really wanna make my day, just move into another place. Cause you don't even know me anyway. Yeah, this is just a lot of ways. And you don't even got a clue. No, you don't even know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell you, you make it look like I am such a fool for you. But you should know the meaning of a goal. I could have told you love is getting old. Oh, you were there with flowers in your hair. Was getting scared cause love is never fair. But you don't know, so now I'm not so insecure. If you could show me how to get you out the door. No, I won't lie, I can't deny, I will try leaving without a goodbye. If you really wanna make my day, just move into another place. Cause you don't even know me anyway. Yeah, this is just a lot of ways.
Talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. Trying to figure out how you can talk to the two best hosts in internet radio history? Simple. Pick up your phone and dial 818-602-4498. Once again, here's your hosts, Sam and Susie.
And we're back. With our beautiful Susie, of course. You put some pink lipstick, so now everything is pink. I'm seeing pink. I'm thinking pink. But she's not going to show me the most important pink, is she? Ooh.
Wasn't there a taco chain in California called the Pink Taco?
And in Vegas. I actually have underwear from there.
Yeah, somebody did mention something about Pink Taco before. I don't remember who on the show before. So, yeah, there probably is.
It's a chain restaurant. Yeah, they've got a couple of them out here, and they've got a couple in Vegas. It's pretty interesting and cute. Actually, I think that's the place in Vegas. I went there with my sister last year for her kind of congratulations for graduating med school party with all of her doctor friends. Mm-hmm. And so we went out to the Pink Taco, and then afterwards, I was looking at the hotel at the brochure we had up in our room. And you can actually order. Sorry, I've got whips and things on my mind. You could order whips and chains and handcuffs, but I thought that you were just renting them. And I was kind of really disturbed by this. And I was like, oh, that's disgusting. I'm like, someone's going to rent this whip. And like, oh, my God, they're going to send it back down. And someone else is going to come up and use it. I'm like, oh, God, absolutely not. I'm like, this is just so horrible. My sister was like, Susie, you're such an idiot. Like, you buy it. You're not renting a used whip. From the Pink Taco, actually, I think it was.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
It's Taco Bell. Can I take your order, please?
Taco Bell. I would like a fish taco, please, with some mango salsa.
And oh, yeah, okay. Preferably a pink
extra
taco.
Extra sauce?
Extra sauce, yes. I like it saucy.
Okay.
And wet.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Where are you at? Can you provide
to
her
go?
With that?
Yes, to go, please. Who is this?
This is St. Louis Steve.
Hi, St. Louis Steve.
Good
How
morning,
are you, honey?
Steve.
This guy's fallen in love with you. He's listening every day now.
I think he's in love with Janique.
Once you put that picture up on your website, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You guys are beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
This is going on now. I didn't know if it was a recorded show or not today. So.
No, it's not a recorded show. We're live.
Call in. Wish you all a great weekend, and I'll stop bothering you. I'm not a stalker. I just
you're not bothering us at all, Steve. You can call in anytime.
Steve, you're not so bad yourself.
Thanks
either.
So much.
Sure, and you should probably listen next week. We're going to have the contest again to win the Wi-Fi radio, and since you are a dedicated listener, you should probably deserve to win one. So, so stay tuned, man.
Fine.
Yeah. All right, Steve, thanks.
Hey, remember, I got a free massage for Janita and Susie and Zazera, too, now I'm offering, too.
Cool, okay.
Is she there today?
No, she's not here today, no.
I almost killed her with a bicycle yesterday. She's afraid of me.
Yeah, but she'll be back. Afraid of you.
Yeah, I want to go to Venice Beach now, too.
Yeah.
For the topless parade.
Yeah, you see, you're in the wrong city, man. You're in the wrong city. This is where it's at.
I know.
Yeah.
I've been to Venice Beach 3 times.
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. A lot of beautiful women there in bikinis.
A lot of freaks.
Yeah, a lot of freaks, too.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot, man.
Bye, Steve. Bye.
Okay, well, have a great show.
Thank you. All right, so any big plans for the weekend? I mean, did you guys plan anything specific? Have you been to Universal Studios at all?
No.
You should go.
I haven't either.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you guys should go. You'd have a blast.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Really?
It's really nice, yeah.
What's
they take
like?
You on a tour. And
I
this
hate
little tram.
Tours, though.
Well, it's on a tram. You don't really get off. You stay on the tram. But they take you, like, in the back lot and stuff. So you go through. They have, like, rides.
Are they like adult rides and things?
Well, first of all, it's like being on the tram is like a ride in itself because like they'll stop it and suddenly you'll hear this rumbling and rocks are starting to roll towards you and water and stuff and you're going,
cool.
Oh, wow, you know. It's like you're part of a movie, you know.
Oh.
They used to have like a Jaws lake and you drive by and Jaws would come out and splash you and shit. So, but they keep updating this. So they have new things. They have some shows like Terminator 3 or something, or no, Terminator 3D.
Ooh.
And that's pretty cool. They put on a show. And then you have rides, you know, like Back to the Future and Jurassic Park and things like this. And it's just fun, you know. There's shows of stunts and animals and, you know, animals that are in movies and that. So it's really cool. You guys should definitely
Does it take like
that.
A whole day, though? It sounds like such a commitment.
Well, no, you don't have to be there a whole day. That's the thing. I mean, no.
I don't want
to
commit.
Fucking commitment.
Like,
she's going to spend the day.
What if I'm on the tram and like they won't let me off and I have to get off and I'm like freaking out?
It's the ADD.
Does it ever happen to you before?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? So don't go on it.
Don't go on the tram.
But you don't have to.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, but you can still go and not take the tram tour. I mean, it's
maybe
still
if I take
a
Quaalude, I would be able to sit still long enough.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you'd be planted in the fucking thing.
Drooling on myself, nom, nom, nom.
We tend to live so spontaneously, actually.
Yeah.
Nothing was really planned when I arrived.
Yeah.
Just
that's definitely something to do.
Chance.
Have you guys been to Disneyland?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
I went to Disneyland with my girlfriend, Rochelle, from Canada, when she came out to visit me here.
And how long ago was that?
Let's see. That was probably, in January.
Oh, okay. So it's recent.
We made Disneyland naughty.
You gotta take Jenny. What do you mean?
Well, I got out of a speeding ticket because they've got like this bumper car area. And I got out of a real speeding ticket, let me just say, because they have a bumper car area. And if you put like a dollar in like the little picture booth, it will give you... I think it's like a Disneyland Utopia driver's license.
Right.
And so Rochelle and I are in there, and we've got our tops off, and we've got our boobs all pushed together, and we're making like
in
silly little faces in the booth.
Really?
And so our driver's license pictures came out with like, you know, both of us topless with our boobs all pushed up, so, you know, the nipples are blatantly pointing in like in someone's face. And so the officer pulls me over, and he's like, license of registration, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hold on a minute, officer. Wait, here. I'm like, here you go. And I hand him my Utopia Disneyland driver's license.
This is a pretend cop.
No, this was a real cop. I was fucking with him because I got pulled over and he was so serious and he's like, license and registration. This was about a month after I'd been to Disneyland.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you still had that license.
I still have it with me right now. I can show it to you in a second. Yeah. But so I hand him my Disneyland titty shot driver's license like with my registration. He's just like the most serious man. He started cracking up. He's like, that's a fucking good one.
He's like,
you know what? He's like, have a nice day, sweetheart. He's like, good for you. Good for you. I was like, I will take that one. Thank you, mister.
That's fine. But did she just offer to show me her tits in
the
picture?
Yeah, in the picture. She did.
Okay, I'm not going to do that. Not yet. You know, I mean, that's probably the thing I'd like to do the most right now. But
Day 4.
But I want to keep the mystery, okay? I can't tell you how enjoyable it is to look at her tits. I mean, it's just like, yeah,
well, Rochelle's is in the front. She's going to kill me for saying all this on the air. But you know what? She's doing a burlesque show in Canada right now, so I'm sure she's showing, or not in Canada, in Mexico. Mm. So I'm sure she's showing a lot more once she rips off her little pasties.
Oh, yeah? What does she do there?
Well, actually, she lives in Canada. She's from there. Right. But she and her husband are like doing their, anniversary thing in Mexico right now for 2 weeks. Mm. And so for fun, she's a burlesque dancer. And she's so beautiful. She's so amazing. She's got like this gorgeous platinum blonde hair and like these amazing eyes that just like pop out at you. And she wears the craziest costumes. Mm-hmm. And she dances so seductively and it's so much fun. And like, I don't know, all of our friends get together and go and watch her perform. And, you know, one time it was Alice in Wonderland theme. That was her last show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole gig was she had two pills in either hand and she's like, which one? Which one do I take? And then she looks at the stage and or at the audience and she's like, I don't know. I think I'll take both. And then like the whole rest of her show is just her kind of like wandering around like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I guess I know.
But yeah, so she's doing that in Mexico right now. So
yeah, I actually had here a couple weeks ago. I had a burlesque dancer here, and she was dressed the part. Let me tell you, that old fashioned red hair and all light skin and everything.
I would like to do that. I think.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go check out that show and backtrack and see what her contact info is because that would be so much fun.
Yeah, and well, maybe you should go to her classes because she has classes of how to become one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she says, you know, it's like I asked her. I said, well, do you do it with just anyone? She says, yeah. I said, what about the fat women? You know, I mean, how do they look? And she says, no, this is about like how it makes the woman feel, you know? And, you know, she doesn't have to go and perform at a club or something, but it makes them feel sexy, you know? And
you know what? Something about that, too. My girlfriend, Ana Maria, that used to live with me out here, she doesn't anymore. She's in Northern California. But she used to take these stripper pole classes. And it's called S Factor. And I have a free gift certificate to go and have my first stripper pole class. And you have to actually wear like stripper shoes, like the 6-inch heels with like the platforms under the toes. Right. And I mean, you really learn how to be very confident in your sexuality as a woman and how to move and just how to, I don't know. Yeah. It's an all women's thing. Like men aren't allowed to be in the classes and men aren't allowed to watch or anything.
Right.
And it's just really cool and really beautiful the way she described it. And then just the way it made her move. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yay.
Maybe we should do that this weekend.
Maybe, I'll see if we can get in on Sunday or today.
Awesome.
We're going to go take stripper pole classes.
Yep.
Sounds good.
There you go.
Sounds good.
You asked what we were doing.
Take some pictures. Yeah, take some pictures. I mean, you're not going to be nude, are you, when you do this?
No.
Yeah, it's just a class.
You wear, like, dance clothes.
Yeah,
it's a class. But, like, as you progress throughout it and you get to be more advanced, people actually, like, do put on, like, costumes and, you know, you are wearing the heels and being kind of crazy with them.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'm a tall girl, so I don't really want to put on 6-inch heels. I would be, like, 6'4".
Really?
Yeah. That would be way too tall.
Wow.
I scare all the boys away. If I already haven't. Sorry, everyone.
No, I think just 1,000 people have fallen in love in the past week. So, Well, we definitely... I wish I could arrange someone for you, Janique. I'm trying to think.
A hot date?
Yeah. Will you go with my 15-year-old son?
That's a little young.
I know. But I need to fix him. I need to fix him up with someone.
But I've never had a virgin,
so... No, huh?
Maybe he's not a virgin.
I need to fix him up with someone. Yeah. No, he is.
Oh, I'm flattered.
Yeah.
You think I'm good at
worthy?
Yeah, yes. You deflower him. Yes. No problem.
Aww. How sweet.
But no, I have to think of someone. We'll see if I can think of someone.
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
Nothing comes, you know, because... people I know are old farts.
I'm open. I mean, the only thing we have planned now is the stripper pole, so
yeah. And she's explicitly saying I'm looking for sex, so if there's anybody out there, that's what she wants, you know,
for a good time call.
Yeah, there you go. You know, yeah, you guys definitely play the guy's role.
If the shoe fits, though.
There you go. There you go. Did you guys hear, I mean, to totally go off subject here, but did you hear that Russia invaded Georgia this morning?
No.
Yes. Georgia is like a country near Kazakhstan. Yeah. You know, it's one of the former Soviet Unions. And they invaded.
Why?
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
The country's under attack, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Tanks and soldiers and troops and everything.
What was their like, why did they do this? I
don't know. They're always fighting over some territories and land, you know?
I'm sure it's oil.
Yeah. No, not necessarily. It's just that you it makes you wonder. I mean, Russia is so big that then they go and they fight over these little pieces of land that nobody gives a shit about, you know?
Right.
So it's...
Well, maybe those little pieces of land have some kind of, like, untapped resource that, you know, Russia might need to keep their...
Maybe.
...their shit going.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just bored.
Yeah.
They don't know what else to do.
I know.
It is Russia.
And check this one out. Mexican drug cartels are smuggling illegal immigrants into the United States to grow marijuana farms inside a U.S. national park.
What?
Wow.
A raid this week found $1 billion worth of the plants in the Sequoia National Forest.
Whoa.
These aren't Cheech and Chong plants, the top official says. This is about serious criminal organizations.
Wow.
Have you been to Sequoia?
I haven't.
No, I haven't either.
It's really, really beautiful.
With those huge trees?
Yeah, the huge trees. And we went there on Thanksgiving Day, and it was really, really cold up there. You know, really cold. And, no, you know, November is not that cold out here or anywhere.
How far north is it?
It's, how far north? I don't know, what, 3-4 hours it took us to get there, maybe?
Okay.
It's like northeast from here. And then when it came time to go and find a hotel, there was like nothing there. It's just like a little town, you know? Just those ski towns, like those ski towns, but even smaller.
Yeah.
So I told my wife, I said, why don't we just go to San Francisco for the night? So in 2 hours, we were there, and we had the best time.
Wow.
We spent a couple of days in San Francisco. Yeah, and then on the way back, we stopped there again. But yeah, it was cool. It's cool. It's nice if you like nature. There's some creeks and stuff.
We're very into nature. Like when we were living in Colorado together, we would go hiking and skiing and snowboarding. And
yeah, that's fun.
Rock climbing. And, you know, you would run a lot, and I would bike behind you.
Have you found any good places to hike around here?
I've actually only been hiking in one place up in Malibu, off of Canaan. And let's see, there's another place. One of my old bar customers actually wrote me like a little hidden treasure map of this like secret area up in Malibu too that you climb up in, and once you get all the way up to the top and you find this water tower, which doesn't really seem like it should be out in nature, but it is. You know, you go a certain distance from there, and then you find this hidden waterfall.
Wow.
So I actually, that was something I wanted us to do as well. But
right.
Time, where does it go?
Yeah. Oh. I know. I like nature. I love nature, you know. When I lived in South Africa for a year.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, I love South Africa. Where were you?
It's beautiful. I was in Johannesburg. I lived there for a year.
Awesome. Oh, I like
and
Joburg.
And we went to Cape Town. Have you been there?
I've been to Joburg, yeah.
Really?
Twice.
Wow.
Yeah, I have
Isn't
not been to Cape Town,
there?
Though.
Cape Town is the most beautiful place in the world. The South Africans contend, right?
That's
but I had to agree when I went there. One of the most beautiful places.
I liked Victoria Falls quite a bit.
Did you really?
I did the world's second highest bungee jump into it.
Wow. Ooh. Whoa.
That was the scariest thing ever.
I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
But you did it.
I did. Well, actually, I took 2 Valium before I did it to kind of tone me down a notch. And then, you know, you've got the guys from Zimbabwe. They tie your feet together. Right. They wrap a towel around. And then you have to actually jump with your feet tied together to the end of this plank.
Right.
And so as I'm jumping to the end of the plank, there's a man next to me who's like telling me, he's like, okay, so now I'm going to count backwards from 5. And when we get there, you jump. Sorry, all of my accents kind of mixed together.
Yeah, it sounded Russian
here. It's Russian, it's Chinese, it's African. So just bear with me, people, okay? Oh, fuck. But so anyway, he starts counting backwards. And when he gets to 3, I grab him by like the shirt collar that he's wearing. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I'm not ready yet. And he grabs my hand and he throws it off and he's like, you will never be ready. And he pushes me. He pushes me off the bungee jump as I'm like screaming bloody murder head first into, you know, Victoria Falls.
Oh God, then my balls go up to my my throat. My God.
Well, also right before you jump, they're like, close your mouth. And I was like, why? They're like, if you feel something warm, like running down, like you're like, oh. Like you totally just pissed yourself.
Oh,
I'm like,
wow.
Well, that's great. I actually ditched my underwear like right before I did the bungee jump because I had, well, I drank the water, and I wasn't supposed to drink the water, so needless to say, there wasn't toilet paper in the bathroom, so I did the bungee jump, like, with no undies on. Yeah, that's another story.
Was bungee jumping scarier than skydiving?
Way scarier. Really? Absolutely way scarier.
Because the ground's coming at you so fast?
The ground's coming at you so fast, and also, like, well, doing it specifically in Africa, you know, they don't, like, have any kind of standards for safety, so as I'm jumping head first, the rope is going...
Whoa.
And fraying as, like, as I'm diving headfirst into it, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. What was I thinking? But then as soon as it catches and you start bouncing, you're like, yeah. You honestly, like, you're, oh, God, you just feel like you had an orgasm.
Really?
Orgasm, heart attack, what's it going to be? And then, you know, you kind of settle with the big O.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, so, but going back to South Africa, we would go on trips all the time with friends and stuff, and they have, like, this mountain range over there. All full of green and waterfalls and creeks and stuff. And we just took a cabin up there. At night, we would lie on our backs, staring at the sky. And you could see so many fucking stars. The sky was virtually white.
Oh,
that's
wow.
How much you can see. And that's how much we're missing out on when we're in the city, you know, because there's so many lights, you can't really see the sky.
Yeah.
You know, but so things like this, you know, we hiked and... it was just amazing. It was an amazing, amazing place to live, you know. And South Africa, I mean, it's just, we drove to Cape Town. Suddenly there's baboons all around you and stuff. And so we saw like a couple baboons at the side of the road. Yeah, well, let me tell you. So we figured, well, so then we saw like a little clearing. So we pulled over there and suddenly we see like a whole pack of baboons.
Mm-hmm.
So... And my friend tells me, he goes, they're dangerous, you know. So we rolled up our windows, and they started climbing all over the car.
Oh,
they were sitting like right there at the at the windshield, on the side view mirror, and it was the most amazing thing to see.
Isn't it crazy?
You know, I mean, you're just surrounded by baboons.
They're the ones with the bare butts, right?
Yeah.
Hair on the butt. And they're dangerous. I mean, they can kill you. Yeah,
they're very, very dangerous. Vicious.
Yeah. But that's what you see, and you see ostriches and what else? I mean, we've seen all kinds of fucking animals there, you know, and right virtually right outside the city, you know, you'll see them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, if it hadn't been for the violence and stuff and that I missed my kids so much, I probably would still be there. I mean, to me, it was paradise, you know.
I found paradise there as well.
Yeah, and it was, when were you there?
I was there 2005 and 2006.
Oh, so very recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I was there in 97 and already the violence was, and the crime was pretty bad. So I think now it's worse.
I just stayed in South Africa for a few days both times while I was going to and from Zimbabwe.
Mm.
And so I didn't, well, the first thing I noticed about South Africa, like when we got to the house where we were staying, it was kind of, you know, in a bit of a sketchy area that didn't used to be sketchy. You know, it looked like they'd had a lot of violence coming through. But there were all kinds of people put glass bottles that were kind of like shattered beer bottles, like
right,
into
the
concrete
of the fence.
On the top of the fence, yes. And there's barbed wire, and there's like
an electrical fence.
Everything's electrical.
Fence in every
wow.
House. Yeah, there's no such thing as walking in front of a house and there's no fence.
Yeah,
like we do here.
I mean, everyone has their property completely partitioned off, and they are. I mean, it's like you know which section belongs to which house, and you know you can't get in if you.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, they got
that's
cameras,
bizarre.
Security cameras and shit. Because you know what they will do? I mean, they will wait for you till you come home and you open your garage and they'll slip right in and tie you up, take you into the house, show them the money and all this stuff. You know, it's very scary.
It's very scary. And then all of a sudden, like, you'll have a power outage and you're like, what happened? Did someone just, like, cut the electricity? Like, is it just the city? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then you kind of freak out. And
yeah. I remember I was staying with my cousin then, and I think the plumber came over. He was there exactly 10 minutes. He went out. His truck was gone with all the tools and everything. And this is like a small street, you know? I mean, like a nice area where you'd, you know, like south of the boulevard or something.
Oh, that's
you know,
so funny.
And in the valley, something like that, you know? Nothing fancy, but it was a good area. And, so it's just, it's crazy. It's fucking crazy. They have... you know, the carjackings and stuff there
right.
All the time.
Yep.
You know, so that's why at nighttime or wherever you are, if you're at an intersection at a red light, there's no other cars you can go through, you know, because they don't want you sitting there like a sitting duck.
Wow.
Yeah.
So would you guys go back?
Absolutely, in a heartbeat.
I would. I would. I love that place.
You know, if
the
if
people
the money
are so nice. The people are the sweetest in the world, right. I think. You know, really nice people. And very hospitable and everything.
And they love Americans coming over. Like, oh, they were just, they're so great. I don't know how different it was for you in South Africa versus, like, me in Zimbabwe. But, like, they have so little over there. They have so, like, they just have nothing, like, material-wise. And I show up with, like, my suitcases full of clothes and everything. Yeah, yeah. And they're hand-washing all of our clothes, like, in the creeks. And everything's being scrubbed and dried. And, you know, your laundry comes back. And it's like it came back from the best dry cleaner in the world. It's like, how the hell did you do that in a stream, lady?
Yeah, but South Africa is really, it's westernized to the way where you don't really feel you're in Africa. I mean, you do, but it's still,
not
you get
a,
the
yeah,
conveniences.
Joburg is a city.
Yeah, Johannesburg, I mean, it'll remind you a lot of L.A., you know. They've okay. got the Sandton Mall, which is huge, a huge mall. And, I mean, there's supermarkets inside and everything because, you see, there, everything closes at 5 p.m.
Why?
Because of the crime.
Oh.
Yeah, before darkness.
Sam, did you ever have a chance to go deep into the bush when you were in South Africa?
Very deep into the bush, yeah.
That's what they call the wilderness out there.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I've been to the bush. And they got the best ganja there, too. You
I'm
know?
Sorry, I had to ask.
Yeah. Actually, there, they when you want to get something to smoke, they actually bring it to you. You know, I mean, yeah, house calls and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's.
I've heard they've started doing this in New York City.
Really?
Yeah, you can call up.
Oh, the dispensaries probably would do that.
Types
yeah.
of drugs.
Oh, there are all kinds of delivery drug systems in New York. Anything
yes.
you want, whenever you want.
Yeah.
Day in, day out.
All right, folks.
On that note.
On that note. Janika, I hate to see you go. I mean,
oh,
we've gotten
it's
so used
so
to you.
It's been so much fun.
You know,
thank
it's
you
been Susie's first
me.
Week, and you've been here almost every day.
Such a pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really
well,
fun.
I'll call in from
yeah,
Colorado
call in,
for sure.
Call in. Maybe you'll be back for the topless walk and stuff as well. That
I would
might
love
be
to
nice,
be. I know? Would love to meet Nadine.
Yeah.
She sounded like a wonderful lady.
Yeah.
And maybe if you know, if, even if I get to go to Burning Man for a couple of days and I can broadcast from there for 1 or 2 days, you know, I'll have her with me too.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Still up in the air, but we'll
yeah,
see.
I know. I don't think I'm going to push the issue too much.
No?
Yeah. No. Because the thing is, that I don't really think I can get away from the station for that long.
Right.
You have so many responsibilities.
But you can go just for a day or two, though, right?
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah.
I might
Maybe
try
we'll
and sneak
it.
Out for like 2 days or something.
Maybe we'll do it.
Yeah.
But I won't be able to do shit there, you know? I'm a fucking married man, you know? There's nothing
you can
you
look.
Can do. Yeah. Yeah. I can look all day long. I don't need that, you know? okay. One more thing I wanted to mention is
yeah, what's up?
Oh, never mind. I don't remember. So, okay. I think it was something with the topless walk or something or like yeah. I don't know. You're going to be topless, right?
I'm going to be topless.
Okay,
so I'm going to be there.
But if I see you there and I talk to you, my eyes are not going to be in your eyes. You know
Aww.
That. You realize that.
Yeah. Sam, I'm sure there are going to be much bigger and better things
yes,
to look
they
at.
Will. Yeah. Based on what plentiful. I'm seeing, my eyes are going to be as big as those nipples.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, it's the end of the show. Have a nice weekend. So you guys definitely should go to a theme park or something. You know?
Yeah, it sounds
How about
like a
Magic
good time.
Mountain? Have you been there?
At Disneyland?
No, Magic Mountain. Magic Mountain, it's all the roller coasters and shit. If you guys like roller coasters,
like Six Flags Great Adventure?
Yeah, Six Flags Magic Mountain.
I've got a pass for that because one of the kids I used to nanny for came out and visited me. But you have to wait in line for every
yes.
single ride for like 2 hours.
And this friggin' heat, too.
It
yeah,
sucks
so,
waiting in line.
So going there,
I can't do it.
Yeah, no, in the summer it's crazy. Anyway, everybody, have a nice weekend, and we'll see you here bright and early on Monday.
Bye.
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning. Sam and Susie in the Morning. Right here on LA Talk Radio.